877-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram, and our Facebook page is Radio Now 100.9. Ask Alex is going on here, and we still don't think have gotten to a definitive answer of exactly what Morgan should do after that drunk night she had where she drank wine, swiped right on Tinder, invited this guy over, then had second thoughts when she saw him and she was sober. It's like, oh, you're fugly. And then now they're actually on the same bowling team. She's a captain, and she's like, how the heck am I going to handle this awkward situation? Live the Web Girl, what are people suggesting or saying on our social media?
Christine says she needs to break her wrist and maybe throw and she needs surgery also and buy a splint for it. That should put her out for the season. Then never go to that bowling alley ever
You're
again.
Physically harm yourself to get out of this awkward situation.
And then Lindsay said, just own it. Let him be the one that feels uncomfortable. Don't give up something you love because of a stupid Tinder hookup. And then Ray said she should just bang him in the bowling bathroom. Maybe he has a big dong or something.
All right.
This is horrible advice on all accounts. Shame on all of you.
Do you notice that nobody wants to actually just have a confrontation or just have a conversation?
Of course not.
It's like, I'm gonna break my wrist. That's logical. Okay. Let's talk to, is it Psyches? Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys.
What up, man?
I'm with my fiance. We love you guys. Just to let you know.
Thank you.
But like I was saying earlier, she just needs to be honest. People in general are tired of lies. It's making America kind of the shithole like Trump said. So,
hey man, I appreciate your call, but you can't swear. So I appreciate you listening, but I can't have you swear anymore. Let's go to Morgan here on the Joe and Alex Show. Morgan, what is your question about this?
Hello, good morning. I was curious, did she even have like anything out in her place, or did they talk about it prior to like even know she's into bowling, or to know he's into bowling? Was that something like, I don't know how Tinder works, did they match up that way?
Yeah, or, you know what, I wonder if she had pictures on her Tinder profile of her bowling or had it
like
in her bio,
anything like that,
because you think maybe
this is her soulmate, or this is something totally wrong.
He's come back from the Tinder grave, hasn't he? Yes.
But you can't do the I was drunk and I don't remember. I mean, that's just something, I mean, no. You remember it all, but this is either you need to look into it and be scared, or you need to look into the other way, like, you know, everything happens for a reason and you need to confront it because, like the other girl said, he knows your address. So it's nothing to make him upset or start a big, you know, argument over,
so,
or try to avoid.
Are you saying you think he did some stalking? He's come back from the Tinder grave for revenge. He's found out that she's going to be a captain of a local bowling team. He's like, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm coming for you, Morgan. And he's got a plan.
You're
is that what you're saying?
Too much into
how
this.
Many bowling captains and teams?
Yeah.
And I mean, is this like, but I'm just saying, you know, did she have anything out, or did he even know she was into this? Like, this was coming up.
Oh, you're making me nervous.
Thanks, Morgan, for causing some more anxiety. We appreciate it. Christina on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think here? Are you paranoid about this, or you have a different idea?
No, I think you're all going to make this girl real nervous. Like, Tinder matches you with people based on your area and the other people you know. And so I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he ended up on her bowling team.
That sounds way too logical, Christina.
Yeah.
What do you know?
That doesn't sound like a fun conspiracy theory.
Well, and, you know, this is awkward, and we think it's embarrassing because we know the full story.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
I just wonder if he knows that she's the captain or if he has no idea.
Well, and she's already rejected him, like, pretty hard.
Yeah.
If she brings this up to him again without him saying anything or acting awkward, I think it's just going to get worse.
So she plays dumb.
Just, like, she's double rejecting him.
You think she needs to play dumb when they see each other at the first meet?
Yeah, I would play dumb if he says something. Or, I mean, don't play dumb like you've never seen him before. That's a little bit
Should
much,
she be like, where do I know you
hi.
From?
Well, then she sounds like she's a hoe. Like, she always is having guys. Like, are you a guy I met on Tinder? Maybe.
Oh, are you that guy I kicked out of my house? You seem familiar.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I do that quite often. Hey, thank you, Christina, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through, make sure you get on our social media and follow us there, too. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And our Facebook page is Radio Now 100.9.